Well, I couldn't agree more with the point that you're making here fundamentally about the political significance of examining with great critical care the claims that have been made about Khan Sheikhoun and coming up with a much more reliable account of what happened. Because, of course, we know that it was used by President Donald Trump to justify a missile strike in Syria. It was a missile strike which clearly has a much more complicated background politically in terms of the real reason for it, because at that moment Trump was both under great pressure from the Democratic Party and even more so from the commercial news media for his alleged contacts on his behalf, allegedly with the Russians, and he wanted to find a way to prove that he was not just tough, but perhaps possibly even irrational in his readiness to use force. And so, in a way, you know, the strike in Syria against the Russian airbase at Shayrat was a way of killing more than one bird with a single stone, politically. And so there was a much more complex background of his decision. But clearly he was riding on a situation in which the media had totally adopted the official line that the local authorities in Khan Sheikhoun, the Al-Qaeda franchise in Syria, had put out.